Time now for York County On the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make York County what we all want it to be.
Trent Ferris is back with us from the York County Sheriff's Office, and of course our topic continues to be the interesting traffic on I-77 now that the Catawba River Bridge has been reduced from 8 lanes to 2 lanes, whatever it is, and it's a mess. There's no way around it. It's a mess.
It's a mess, and it's a headache for a lot of drivers because, like you said, you're going from 8 lanes into 2 lanes. It's like an hourglass, and you just fan back out.
As you have told us already, most of the on-ramps are closed. Yeah. Chelneys, Cherry Road, Sutton Road, they're all closed, right?
They're all closed, and that's for the reason to keep people from getting into the construction zone and getting turned around.
And I'm sure that your phone is ringing right off the hook about what is going on.
Well, and we're trying to keep folks informed the best we can about when the traffic's going to be slow, if there's an accident in the area. And all we're really asking folks to do is really be patient. It's going to be slow. It's going to be a headache, and please, no road rage. If you have an opportunity to take a different route to work, do that. We have 521 over in Indian Land, and we have Highway 49 up in Lake Wylie.
Or ask your employer if you might be able to do some work from home.
We did it for a year. Why not? Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks work from home for a year, so try to stay home if you can.
And to keep you on top of this, our own Trent Ferris is going to be out there regularly reporting in on WRHI with all the fun. It's going to be an interesting period of time, May 6th through May
23rd.
All right, so you might as well count it being a little bit longer than that. Maybe it's going to be by Memorial Day.
I think the only thing was if they had a major weather event like a hurricane would slow them down. So hopefully 17 days we'll have this all cleared up.
Thank you, Trent.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. York County On the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.